Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There was a virus outbreak, and they linked it to a dollar burrito event that happened at Northwestern University.
Mm.
And I was just thinking about it. And I mean, everybody's been here before. You're like, it sounds too good to be true. It's the $1 burrito event. Now, if I was in college, let me tell you what I'd be first in line for.
Oh, yeah.
$1 burritos.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, budget has a lot to do with it, economics and availability. But, you know, at the same time, you got to say to yourself, like, I'm kind of putting myself at risk here.
Yeah.
A dollar.
It's a dollar burrito. Yeah, one time I got terrible food poisoning. I went to a steakhouse, but it was a steakhouse where you walked up and you ordered from the counter.
Okay.
And there was a salad buffet.
Oh, it sounds like a Bonanza or like a Sizzler or something.
Yeah, right. One of those places. And yeah. I remember being pregnant and I had never gone into this restaurant my whole life. But the smell from outside, it was like it was calling.
Right. You had to get to that mousse at the dessert station, everything.
Oh, I made my husband stop the car so we could go there. And I remember it was $5.99 for all you can eat.
Amazing.
And I was like, this, babe. Who knew? This place is right down the street from where we live.
We're going to live here from now on.
That night, the two of us were so sick that he like called 911, was like, I can't even get my wife to the hospital right now because I can't stop going to the bathroom and vomiting.
Oh my gosh.
It was awful. 8.5 months pregnant with my older daughter.
It does sound kind of scary, actually, when you put it that way.
But there's just some things that if it sounds too good to be true,
yeah,
they probably are, like dollar burritos.
Yeah, dollar burritos is there. Dollar martinis also goes on that list. I have been to a bar before. There's no way to make a martini that's good for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if it is a dollar and it's halfway decent, by the third one, you don't care if it's good or not anyways. And then by the fourth one, fifth one, like, I mean, you're probably going to jail for less than $10.
I mean, forget about going to jail. Just how are you going to feel the next day? There's no way there's quality liquor in your dollar martini.
Car repairs. Car repairs should never be a dollar.
If you go to a mechanic and there's like something banged up on your car or it's making a funny noise and they're like, it'll just be a dollar. You better slowly back on out of there.
Right. Oh, I better take it easy when I get back out of the road.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? I love to get a lot of specials emailed to me and I'm always looking for the right fare. Airline tickets should never be a dollar.
No. Show me the airline that offers a dollar airline ticket. Sometimes I've seen like the $99 one way.
Yeah.
And I'm still questionable. I'm like, well, all right. Let me see. Where's your license? Who's the pilot that's driving this thing?
Do we have enough gas?
Yes.
That's my big question.
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Downy Unstoppables and Wash Scent Beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose, if your nose could hear. Downy Unstoppables. Try for under $5. It's December 1st. A new month is here. What do the stars say are in store? Checking in with astrologer Anne, who's retiring after this month. Anne, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, we were fine until this exact moment. We had to say goodbye, and that was terrible.
I'm not dying.
No,
well, that's
God.
A relief of that. Right. We are excited that you are not dying and that you do, in fact, have the right to enjoy yourself and have fun.
Well, you know how beloved you both are, as well as all of the listeners. It's so special to be here, and it's very meaningful today.
All right. So for our last time, finishing out the year, December 2023, what do the stars say are going to happen this month?
We're going to get the annual push-pull thing that comes in December. You know, that one where we run around like crazy, and then by the time we reach the holiday and the break, the end of the month, everyone's tired and overfed, and they can't figure out, like, how come this feels like a letdown? But there are ways around that. It usually starts around the solstice, where we start to feel that shift in energies, and the stars can tell us why. Would you like to know why?
I would like to know why, and more than anything.
Raven, as a Capricorn, this involves you. We start December out with the Sun in Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter. All Jupiter wants to do is expand, be jolly, have a great time. That's why we want to go to parties and spend money and buy presents and really just be out there and run around. On the solstice, this year it's December 21st, the Sun changes signs to Capricorn. Well, if Jupiter's motto is more is more, Capricorn's model is less is more. It's ruled by Saturn, who's kind of stern and says, wait, you got to pay those bills. Wait, there's going to be dirty dishes in the sink if you have people over. It just is a little bit of a reality check. If we know it's coming, be prepared that it'll be quieter. It's the shortest day of the year on the solstice. We're really meant by nature, sleep more, spend time at home, be introspective. It's the end of the calendar year, too. Great time for reflection. So if we know this, we know when to plan stuff. Put all the parties earlier in the month. Aim to be quieter, have some family time later in the month.
And why is Saturn such a drag? Why does it want to pull us down? Huh?
It's not a drag. What it does is it makes you a better person, Raven.
Okay.
See?
And you know what's good is permission to get out in nature, have time by yourself, and think your own thoughts, which we all need to do. It's really hard to do when you're at holiday parties.
Well, right. This is the time of year of complete chaos. It's stressful. It's expensive. It's exhausting. And it's trying to figure out how to have that balance of joy and everything else that goes along with it to get that joy.
Absolutely. And one of the ways to do it is if you just know it's coming, by the time 21st hits, you'll be ready to eat less. You'll buy less, maybe have a little less in the house. Maybe you'll say no to a holiday party or two or say, you know what, can we meet in January or February if old friends want to get together? It's like, maybe it's not quite the right time. We're going to have extra help this year, too. Anna, your favorite planet's going retrograde. Mercury's going retrograde December 13th. I know. If you got major stuff, get it done early, and then let yourself start to wind down mid-December. Do as much as you can.
Yep. No, yeah. Now that you said that, I have a goal that 1 week from today, I want to be done with everything having to do with holiday shopping.
Ooh.
Yeah, and now that you told me December 13th is a magic Mercury retrograde day where everything is going to go to heck anyway, that's it. 1 week, everybody giddy up, get it done. It will feel so much better, and then we can enjoy the last couple weeks before the holidays.
Oh, man, I can't wait to try and survive the next 6 days.
Yeah. Astrology Ann, we're going to miss you. Congratulations on your retirement. We're so excited to see where your art is going to take you in the future, and we thank you so much for joining us every month for the last year. We really do.
Enjoy yourself, Ann. It's well-deserved.
Thank you. Oh, what a joy it's been to be with you guys. And in the meantime, I want to wish you really happy, peaceful, restful, and lovely holidays. I know that we'll be raising a glass to you both.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne. Take care.
You too.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Time to vent. Oh, gosh, it just feels so good, even though you're not supposed to say these things out loud. They drive you nuts. This is your chance to just let it all out. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Cindy.
I work in a bus yard, and people block the flow of traffic by blocking empty parking spots. That's all I need to know about them.
So I actually pulled into McDonald's yesterday, and there was somebody that had taken their truck and blocked every single one of the curbside and drive-through reserve spots there on the side. It created this chaos as people were pulling in because people are so panicked about how they're going to get their hands on their number 7. Like, they don't want to wait. We're parking all over this guy's trailer.
Yeah, we have one way in and one way out in the yard, and every day they're blocking the traffic by blocking the empty parking spots.
That's terrible, too, because you're always on deadline. If you're not on time, many, many people are upset, and they all are aware.
I just wonder what goes through people's heads.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, like, they're special, Anna.
Oh, okay, I forgot.
Both of you are forgetting the most important thing. They are the center of the universe.
Yeah.
Continue on with your regular scheduled day now.
John, that's all I need to know about you.
If you go snooping around for hidden gifts before Christmas, that's all I need to know about you.
Only if you're a kid. You can only do that if you're a child. Adults, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a kid, I mean, it's hard for me to vilify you. You want to find those gifts. You get a little bit older, and you might regret finding them or looking for them, right? Because there's always the year that you hope you'll get more, or you hope that there's a different surprise or whatever. I like surprises now more than I'm an adult than when I did when I was a kid, but I really, really, really had to know whether or not I was going to get Atari. I had to know. I had to know. And guess what? I got it, and it made my life so great.
But if I see my husband like looking under the bed and stuff, I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
You're a grown man.
You're a grown up. Right. You have a salary. You can go pick up the thing. If you need something that bad, why don't you just get it on the way home?
Samantha, that's all I need to know about you.
If you take cold showers, that's all I need to know about you.
What does it say? What do you think it says if somebody takes a cold shower?
There's something wrong with you.
I think either you're trying to wake up from something really rough the night before, or you're just trying to give yourself that boost. I mean, there's some science, isn't there, to this that says like it's supposed to awaken you or whatever?
Yeah, but I can't do it. I've tried so many times, so many times. It's terrible. Like even when I get my hair washed, like when I go to the hairdresser, at the end they say, do you want a cold water rinse? And I know it's good for my hair. I know it's good to invigorate me, but man, I can't stand it. I like clench my teeth and I'm like, yes, just do it.
Mm. Yeah. The last 60 seconds. That's all I go with it, right? The last 60 seconds.
60 seconds is a long time in freezing cold water.
It does feel that way.
I guess you're into the plunge thing?
No. The opportunity No. 60 seconds where I turn the handle to the left, that's fine.
Okay.
Ho, 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 ho! There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
Oh, it's been busy. Remember, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You let Santa Claus know who's been naughty and who's been nice. You just leave a message. That phone number is 855-785-4101. Again, 855-785-4101. Raven, who's been calling?
Oh, it's been busy.
Okay, this is for Brandon, who doesn't think that he's cool enough for Santa Claus, but he did 2 black flips on the trampoline. Oh, 3 backflips on the trampoline. My bad. So, Brandon, say, Santa, I've been good.
How many backflips does it take to be cool in Santa's eyes, do you think?
I would think if you can do 1 backflip on a trampoline, like Santa thinks you're cool.
I think Santa thinks you're cool regardless. But, I mean, if you can do 3 backflips on a trampoline and walk away and your knees still work, everything's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my hat's off to you.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I've seen those kids on the trampolines and the ones that can do it really well.
Yeah.
After 1, I don't know, you start really rolling those dice.
I thought they really made them like illegal. I got to tell you, I drive by this house in my neighborhood where it's like all the dangerous toys come to live. They have monkey bars. I don't even know where they got those. Mm-hmm. And a trampoline. And it doesn't even have the sides. You know how they put the sides on them now?
Are they training?
Full scale.
Are they training for America Ninja Warrior at your neighbor's house?
It could be, maybe. Right. Really, yeah. Right? It's crazy.
Hey, I just wanted to just tell you, Santa, that EJ's outside electrical crew has been dynamite this year, and we'd appreciate the heads up.
All right, EJ's crew is out there. I wonder if they're doing, like, lighting installs, or if they're just showing up after you've put something on the fritz at your house because you did your lighting install.
My favorite thing is that small businesses are just calling the Santa tip line to plug their companies. I mean, I'm not against it.
Right.
Do what you want, I guess.
I mean,
yeah.
Why not? You know what? Listen, I'm looking for a name. I'm looking for a number there, EJ, all right? So it's all good.
Boo! Santa, this is the Grinch informing you. Boo! Boo! You should be the one who's getting the coal and using it to motivate a steam engine. Boo! Boo! I am the Grinch, the naughtiest Grinch in the land! And I have my revenge.
Was there a steam engine in the... it wouldn't be a steam engine because it's a coal engine.
Here's what I was thinking.
I guess it would still
be. Do you think the Grinch called and he had it thought out well, what he was going to say?
And then he forgot.
Or he's just rolling with it. He's like, I'm going to talk about coal,
and
then I'm going to be like, steam engine. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he said the boo twice to buy himself a little bit of time.
Right? Yeah.
But you know what?
It was good.
You can leave a message.
Yeah. It's 855-785-4101. Again, that's 855-785-4101. You can call whenever you want. As a millennial myself, I was a bit concerned when I heard that this was trending.
Let's get into hot girl errand outfits. What are we wearing to run errands? First, apparently we're not wearing leggings anymore. Leggings are for the gym. We are wearing flare leggings, aka yoga pants, for us millennials.
Well, hold on. Hannah Brown is joining us. You can follow Hannah Brown on Instagram at Hannah A. Brown, on TikTok at Hannah A. Brown 0. Hannah, you telling me right now that my leggings, I can't wear them out shopping. I won't be a hot girl anymore?
That's what people are saying. That's what the hot girls are telling me as a hot girl anthropologist. But yeah. I have to tell you, I will not be giving my leggings up. Hot take. I just, as a millennial, as you know, it's like, they're going to have to pry them out of our cold, dead hands. Mm.
Hannah, I have a full drawer, an entire drawer dedicated to black leggings that I wear.
As you should. And
I think every woman does, right?
Absolutely. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, great, I can wear them to the gym. I can wear them to the store. I can dress them up, dress them down. And I don't know if we can actually dress up leggings anymore, but in my millennial brain, we still can.
I feel like when we were growing up, if you're a millennial, you remember, like, our leggings weren't exactly flare, but they were straight leg for a very long time. And for some reason, I feel like the flares look funny. Is it because I'm just getting old and it's beyond my time? Like, what do the hot girls say?
The hot girls say that the flare is in, but I will say, as a hot girl anthropologist and a millennial, I think the flare has to fit, like, your vibe.
You brought up one of my favorite things to talk about, because my daughter says that I embarrass her every time we do this, the Aaron's outfit. For me, sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and I got a hat pulled down. I don't even need to put makeup on. I will walk out of the house looking a hot mess if I have to run to the grocery store. But what is the Aaron's outfit right now that people are saying is the hottest thing to wear?
One of the most common formulae that the hot girls told me was a pair of flare leggings, a sneaker of your choosing, and then for the top, you're going to do like a crew neck sweatshirt with a jacket over it, and then definitely some like dainty gold hoops or some fun jewelry.
Yeah, the dainty jewelry is what I keep forgetting. Like all the earrings, like there's so many holes in their ears now.
The accessorizing,
I know.
Right?
Like there's like a science to like how you layer necklaces and how you pair things together. I mean, my mind is blown by the hot girls every day.
I love the fact also that we just call it hot girls like it's totally normal.
Right.
Like it's like a whole class of people. What do the hot girls say to do now?
Yes.
Right, we're referring to them as their own demographic.
I firmly believe that hot girl is, above all else, a state of mind and a state of being.
Hannah, one more thing while I have you on the phone, because this is very important to me. Let's talk about socks.
Okay.
I grew up in the time where we wore no-show socks. We were embarrassed if people saw our socks. They were so low.
Yes.
They're
but
back.
All of a sudden, my daughter won't wear the no-show socks because she says they're out now, and now we have to wear these high socks that I believe my husband wore in college, and I threw them all away because he was an embarrassment.
Yeah, socks over leggings, crew socks, as the hot girls call it, are the socks to be wearing. So if you're putting your socks over your leggings, they have to be a little bit higher. But if you're wearing socks like under a pair of pants, you could go a little bit lower, but they're still going to hit you like around at the ankle. Like, we're not doing no shows at all anymore.
All right. Hot girl anthropologist Hannah Brown. You can follow her on Instagram at Hannah A. Brown or on TikTok at Hannah A. Brown 0. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
55% of single people say that Christmas is the loneliest day of the year. Mm. Worse than Valentine's Day.
I get it, because Valentine's Day feels like kind of a made-up holiday, right? Christmas, you always celebrated some sort of holiday festivities.
All right, but let's count it down. The five best reasons to be single during the holidays. Emily, number five.
I guess number five would be family drama.
Yeah, removing yourself from family drama, being asked about your guy's relationship, and then also removing yourself from theirs, right? Because balancing family and whatnot, it's always a challenge when you get involved in the other person's family.
Oh, yeah. Whose family are we going to? Or are we spending, you know, half time there, half time the other family? Yeah, it's...
I want to do the holiday. They want to do the holiday. It's not your sister's business to do the holiday. Blah, blah, blah.
Or meeting the family for the first time at the holidays.
Yeah, that's also dreadful.
Disaster.
Ruth, number four, best reason to be single at the holidays.
I would say to date a few people and get some gifts out of it.
Yeah.
And maybe some good dinners. I mean, a girl's got to eat, right? So why not have, multiple guys take you out to some steak dinners? That's what I'm all about.
Wow.
Silver lining.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Sounds very practical.
Top five reasons it's good to be single during the holidays. Megan, number three.
you're not the center of attention, so you can sort of like, you know, hide in the shadows and just be quiet and get in and out of any like family events or parties that you want to go to because nobody cares about you.
That's so sad.
Nice. It's true, though. If you're one person, it's one less body to carry out of there quickly or create a distraction for.
I mean, what?
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, I could understand, like, you just want to go home, put on your pajamas and watch, like, TV. But to say that your family doesn't care is sad. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
You don't know my family. You'd rather not.
Fair. True. Top five reasons to be single at the holidays. Number two.
Number two. No mistletoe interactions.
And you're not looking for any mistletoe interaction, apparently, at that time of the year.
Nope.
There is a difference, I think, between the mistletoe interaction and the ball dropping interaction. There's a definite difference, right? It's implied mistletoe is like, oh, you're an interesting person. This could be a prospect. We get that kiss going on. Ball drop is like, no, we're just sloshed here. It's New Year's Eve. Woo! Plant one on me.
This is all going over my head. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Mistletoe kiss. I mean, when you're under the mistletoe.
No, I know.
Kiss, right.
Right.
Right. Well, that's different to me than the New Year's ball drop kiss.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally different to me.
And number one reason to be single during the holidays. Lori.
I can wear my sweatpants all day, all night, every day, all day.
Yep.
You can wear the same sweatpants the whole week, really, if you want to.
You're like, forget it. I don't have to get dressed up to go to my mom's house. It's just me.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every day we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. So how did the tree go?
Well, the tree went fine. He did not listen to me when we got home. I told him he was cutting too much off the bottom of it. He didn't listen, and now the tree's like 5 feet tall.
Anna, there's an old saying in carpentry, which is measure twice, cut once. And yep. We did that. We did exactly that. And we measured together. Mm-hmm. We cut the tree to the exact specifications, which we had written in my phone together. Brought the tree inside. It's way short. Yeah. It's way short.
It's disappointing.
It's a foot short.
Why don't you just get a giant tree topper?
Some sort of large angel or star or something on the top of this thing. Maybe even like a television box or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
How many times did I say I think you're taking too much off there?
You did say a couple times during the cutting process, but you were also the one who said how many inches it was and how many feet it was as I entered it into the phone. You did do that also.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull out the tape measure, it's exactly 7 feet tall. Here's the thing. The ceilings are 9 foot. So even with the stand and everything there, it just looks miniature.
Sounds like a lot of excuses.
This tree was over 8 inches wider than what we were supposed to get on top of it. But now somehow it just looks like a miniature tree.
Actually, it's funny because obviously you get trees outside because that's where they are. You're trying to gauge it against the sky versus if they're lined up inside of a room. You could be like, oh, yeah, no, that one's too short. That one's too tall.
We had that one year where we went through like three of them or whatever. We're not going back.
I was talking to the guy at where I got my tree, Alicia, and he told me that without fail, there are people every year that will return the tree a day or two before Christmas or a day or two after Christmas with the receipt and say it's dead. And I found that to be flabbergasting.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. Now, if it doesn't fit in your house, that's one thing to go back and ask to trade because they sell those pre-cut trees anyways, but it's got to be the same day. It can't be the day after Christmas.
I mean, then the tree has already exhausted its best time. Like, the tree is past its prime at that point. This tree ain't drinking.
I think it's so funny that you guys return so many things. You return Christmas trees. Uh-huh. You return couches. Like, to me, it just seems like once something makes it in my house and it's big, I've accepted that that's where it lives now for the rest of its life.
We traded one tree. We resold a tree.
That's even weirder. How about, like, you go on Facebook Marketplace and there's a tree.
We sold it to a bar. And you know what? The funny thing was is the bar put it in their front window scheme. And then they told us after when we saw them, they were like, it was too big for the bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tree just was never meant to be a Christmas tree.
Just wanted to be free in the forest.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
Oh, can we talk about that terrible video of me that he gave to you in my pajamas, no makeup, looking ridiculous? I can't even believe you two. You both get an F this week.
I mean, I thought you looked beautiful. I wouldn't have posted it if I thought you didn't look pretty.
I said the same thing.
Yes.
pretty sure there was spaghetti sauce on my sweatshirt.
I mean, that sweatshirt was something I would wear to work. So I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Not happy.
All right. Well, if you would like to see that video, you can see it right now on the Instagram page at Anna and Raven.
Hasn't come down yet.
No, right. Not going to. Why? You look beautiful. We're our own worst critics. Honestly, if there was a video or a photo that I thought you did not look like pretty in and normal in, I would never post that.
Holes all in my sweatshirt. And I look mean because I'm like, peel your own orange. Leave me alone.
Well, because that's like a normal reaction when somebody asks you to peel an orange.
That is what you said.
So what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
He's getting an F. Like, that shouldn't be on Facebook. You're
wow.
Both getting an F.
I'm going to overrule that F. And I'm going to give you like a solid B-.
Wow.
Every week, your kids pick the NFL winners for the weekend. You can submit your child to do it at annaandraven.com. Just click on Kids Pick 'Em. Hey, Marco.
Good morning.
Hey, Marco. What are you doing?
Breakfast.
You having breakfast? What are you eating for breakfast?
Cereal.
What kind of cereal is your favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms are also my favorite. Do you do like my daughter does and only eat the marshmallows, or do you eat all of it like a big boy?
I eat all of it.
Good okay. Job.
Sometimes I just eat the marshmallows, and sometimes I eat all of it.
Well, today you're doing it all.
Marco, how old are you?
5.
5 years old?
Wow.
And you're there with your dad today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here.
Now, does dad know a lot about football games in the NFL?
A little bit.
Does he help you and teach you? Do you watch the games together?
Yeah.
Well, got high hope for these picks right here. I got to tell you, the last few weeks in the season have been very, very strange.
All right, you got to put the Lucky Charms down for a second. Here we go. Detroit Lions. Oh, you finished them. Oh, good. All right. The Detroit Lions or the New Orleans Saints? Who's going to win?
New Orleans Saints.
Oh, wow.
And why do you think that?
My favorite color is gold.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I tell you, the Saints, as weird as they looked last week with the whole Taysom Hill, Derek Carr thing, they are putting together some wins here. It's been very weird, and the Lions have been the pick for everybody throughout the season, Anna.
Even though I didn't understand the thing you just said,
yeah.
What I did think was interesting is that, Marco, your favorite color is gold, and my daughter, Dakota, who's also 5 years old, her favorite color is gold, which I always thought was strange.
Maybe you're the weirdo.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
What's your favorite color, Anna?
I don't have a favorite color.
Oh, well, look at this. Throwing around judgments.
Is it going to be the San Francisco 49ers or the Philadelphia Eagles?
San Francisco 49ers. No, Eagles.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Eagles.
Which one? You going for the Eagles?
Eagles.
I don't know. This is the big revenge game here, Anna. All right. So the 49ers lost their quarterback in last year's championship game. A lot of people, namely 49ers fans, think that they would have been in the Super Bowl had that not happened. Philadelphia wiped the floor with us after that. We're going to have to see.
All right. How about Kansas City Chiefs or the Green Bay Packers?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Is it because you're a fan of Mahomes or Travis Kelce?
Mahomes.
He's pretty great.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City runs away with it.
Also, Marco, I'm not sure if you're following the whole Brittany Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing since you're 5. But just so you know, Brittany Mahomes, I follow her on Instagram. She posts a lot of pictures of her family. And a lot of times, Patrick isn't wearing shoes. He's always in his socks. Do you think that's interesting?
No.
Oh,
no interest in that.
No, okay. Cincinnati Bengals or the Jacksonville Jaguars?
He's got lots of sock money. He can just get new socks if they're dirty, I guess.
He's got so much sock money. I'm sorry, Marco. Who do you think?
The Jaguars.
Yeah, big victory this past weekend for the Jags here. I don't know. And Joe Burrow swag is out for the rest of the year for the Bengals. I think you're probably onto something here, Marco.
Something like cats.
Yeah, I like cats, too.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Who's your favorite team?
Giants.
They're my favorite team, too.
Yeah, well, maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, Marco, thank you so much for the picks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What'd you do this week to earn your margarita? Doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad. It's not always easy to get through the week, and sometimes it's your coworkers that are driving you nuts. Here's your chance to vent. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Hector, what's going on?
Oh, I need a margarita, like, right now. In a never-ending string of daycare viruses, the little one got pink eye because of the medication. So That guarantees a big margarita.
You had me at margarita. You had me at pink eye.
Yeah, pink eye is like the worst because you feel like anything you touch is out to kill you.
Problem is not really the pink eye, but actually applying it to a 2-year-old.
Yes.
Mm. Right. Hold them down, man.
You gotta strap them down.
Tie that hog. Let's go.
I have a trick. So I have them close their eyes, right? And then I put it on the inside corner of each eye, and then I have them blink a few times. And usually it'll
just go in from there.
Yeah, try that.
Thank you.
Jasmine, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, my gosh. I had to pack up the whole house because we are doing a termite fumigation.
Oh, gosh.
And so everything has to be, like, put away, and we're going to go away for the weekend. So I cannot wait.
You know, I hope that it's actually a termite fumigation that they're doing and not, like, an episode of Breaking Bad. That would be uncomfortable.
I'd have way more money if it was an episode of Breaking Bad.
Well, right, I suppose. Yeah, when they're bombing your place, I mean, it's just a mess, right? And when you've got bugs, depending on the type of bug, sometimes you're just like, burn the house down.
It's the most disgusting feeling in the whole world.
Yeah.
My dog brought in like 5 ticks on her, and there was like 3 ticks in addition to that, like on the floor throughout my house. And I mean, just thinking about it, I'm getting all itchy just thinking about it. Ugh.
I talked to somebody who's like a distant relative, and they were like, they had bed bugs in their building, not even in their place, keep in mind. And I haven't seen that person in 6 weeks, and I don't know how I'm ever going to see them again. And these are family members. Like, they're not on my side of the family, but they're you know, relatively close relatives. Mm-hmm. And what am I supposed to do?
You have to stay away from them.
That's what I'm saying. They live in a building. Like, you know, if you were in a freestanding house, it'd be one thing. I'd be like, get a new house. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
They'll fix it. It'll be fine.
I would move.
I'm not hopeful right now that they are. They're not coming over for Christmas. Good luck.
Well, you enjoy your margarita. You deserve it.
Marissa, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, you know, we had the 4-day holiday weekend. I had a lot of time with my son, which was great. You know, I was off of work. He was off of school. And then he got sick Sunday night. And so he has been home all week. So it's been like 7, 8, 9 days. I am like totally ready for margarita.
There's something about motherhood where you love your kids and every second you're not with them, you miss them so much and you do anything. But then when you get like too much time with them, you're like, all right, that was good. Now it's time for you to go back to school.
Right.
Now it's time for you to go anywhere.
Bye.
You know? I give stay-at-home moms a whole lot of credit during the summer.
It flips quick.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy your margarita. Hopefully he'll be feeling better and back to school soon.
I hope so, too. Yeah, of course. I want him to feel better, you know, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we know.
We know.
We'll tell Santa. Don't worry.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and it's up for you to decide who's right. I can so oddly relate to you guys on this. Leslie and Julian. Leslie, how old are your children?
They're 2 and 4.
2 and 4 years old. And what seems to be the problem?
Well, I like to go grocery shopping alone, and my husband wants to come with me. He wants to bring the kids. I'm like, can I just go in and just do the grocery shopping alone? He wants to come with me, and I just don't like that.
Go ahead, Julian.
I don't see what the problem is. I mean, it's a fun family outing. I mean, the kids love it. I love it. I mean, we get great snacks for the house. I don't understand why you wouldn't want me to tag along.
Yeah, but the thing is, you overspend. The kids are getting stuff that's not good for them. I want to be efficient. I want to get in. I want to get out. It's a lot easier just for me to go. To bring the kids, and you're just, you know, honestly, you dilly-dally, and you like, get stuff that we end up, like, not even eating. It just drives me crazy, Jillian.
I like to pick out the food and snacks I like, and if I don't go, you'll never get them. And it makes it seem like you just want me to stay home with the kids, so you don't have to deal with them at the grocery store.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes it's actually nice to not have them, but that's not the point. The point is, like, being efficient and you know, not overspending. You know, you overspend. You're, like, buying stuff, and then the kids are, like, mad at me because I put it back. And then it's just, honestly, can't you just let me go grocery shopping by myself? I would like that. It would solve so much. I'd be a nicer wife, to be honest, too.
Yes.
But, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the fact that you just signed off on that, there must have been a reason that he wanted to start going together. This was the thing that I was roped into with my wife. But one thing that I realize when I'm at the grocery store is I don't do it correctly. I don't do it the way that she does it. I mean, people just have a different way of doing things. When the kids are involved, how much can you really control them?
Oh, gosh, it's chaos. I mean, I understand, Leslie, where you're coming from, because my husband is just Julian, where he loves to go to the grocery store. Let's bring the kids. And you always end up spending so much more money buying stuff they're not going to eat. You got to chase them down. Like, where did daddy go? Oh, we got to go find him. Now he wandered to another aisle and didn't stay with the group. Like, it's a lot. Like, there is nothing that makes me happier than going grocery shopping by myself, in and out, get exactly what we need, spend exactly the amount that I had planned in my head, and moving on with my life.
Exactly.
I just end up stuck with whatever we end up buying, and I have no say in the food that we eat in our house.
You know, I don't know why you just can't let me just do it so long, and I forget stuff because we're like having an argument over some sort of cereal or whatever.
Then let me go, and you can stay home with the kids.
No, that's not, because you'll never bring, there's no way. I'm the one cooking anyway, so I know what I need, and then you're bringing back these weird things, and I'm like, that's not what I said, and it's just...
It sounds terrible, Julian, but she's right. I could send my husband with a specific list of things to get, and they will never all get home. And then, like, sometimes he'll be like, well, I couldn't find that. I go, you just gave up?
Right,
like,
you have to get something else.
Right, like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You couldn't find it. Like, we need that. It's a key ingredient. Like, that's why you have to stay home, Julian.
Maybe
I'm
worse. I just call. I call my wife constantly. Every aisle I'm walking down, I'm like, yeah, I can't find this. They've only got these.
Is it a bad thing that Leslie wants to go grocery shopping by herself, even though her husband wants to go with her two kids? What do you think?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
100% an argument that would happen in my house. Leslie and Julian, like, they're having a disagreement about who gets to go grocery shopping. Not because Julian wants to go on his own. He just loves going with Leslie on the weekends with their kids. And Leslie says, no! I just want to go by myself, get what we need, get in and out. This is not a family field trip. Just stay home with the kids.
I think this is a lot of relationships, right? One of you is always like, let's be together. And the other one is like, if you could just run in, I'll circle around in the vehicle. And wouldn't that be nice?
I know, but I mean, is it mean for Leslie to be like, I don't want you and the kids to go grocery shopping with me? Because I feel like I have this argument with my husband all the time.
But if Julian is specifically asking, I mean, it's something that means something to him, I guess, right? I don't think the kids care.
Do you think it's a team sport, grocery shopping, or is Leslie right? No, you stay home, I do the grocery shopping, and we get this done as quickly, as efficiently as possible. 1-800-330-9999. Liz, whose side are you on?
Oh, definitely on the wife's side, but also as a shopper myself, I want you to leave your husband and kids home because you're just totally distracting and getting in the way of all the other shoppers.
No, I'll say this, like, it's... I've read, we've been told that it's good for people to do chores together. But you know what? If I'm in a grocery store aisle, I don't need to deal with a four-person wide, you know, like, group.
Taking up the whole aisle.
Yeah. Like, how am I going to get around you?
Exactly.
All right? I need one thing in this aisle, and you guys are dilly-dallying. I can't have that.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Nice use of the term dilly-dally.
Yeah. When do you get to use those, right? But when four people are meandering around in front of you, I guess that would be a time to do it.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Is grocery shopping a family activity? Because Leslie doesn't think so. Leslie and Julian, her husband, have been having a disagreement because she just wants to go grocery shopping by herself. But Julian likes to go, brings their two kids, 2 and 4, thinks it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, he gets to get the snacks that he wants, the kids get something a little bit sweet. Mom never picks up any of this stuff. So what if it takes a little bit longer? We're together.
She says it's expensive, they start buying stuff they don't need, and it takes forever. It's not supposed to be something they do together. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Faith, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. As a mom with kids, I like to have that time to myself to go shopping. Sometimes you just need to decompress and kind of like materialistic kind of thing, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you 100%. So much. Abby, whose side are you on today?
I'm on the wife's side. As the child's point of view, I definitely did not want to go to the grocery store with my mom as a kid.
Yeah.
And she just gets stuff done way quicker without me and without my stepdad. So definitely on the mom's side.
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on today?
I'm on the wife's side. Sorry, husband. This is the wife's domain. If you want to have some special snacks, put it on the list. She'll get it for you. You're just going to be a big distraction. Shopping is for the wife. She does the cooking. Shopping is for the wife. Keep the kids, stay at home, have a good day. We bring you back some snacks.
Nope.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Leslie, our audience agreed with you today. Julian, I'm so sorry. I know it sounds terrible, but you have to stay back with the kids. Let her do her thing. If you want to go on your own and buy a couple things that you like that are separate from what she usually buys, fine, but not at the same time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I feel vindicated.
It makes no sense. We have to do two trips now, to a second trip to go get the stuff that I want.
Still worth it. Still worth it.
You just have to give up on the things that you want, man.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Accept it. Whatever's in your house, yeah. It's in your house.
When you're married, that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot is $1,600, powered by Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose. You know, if your nose could hear. Downy Unstoppables, try for under $5. Mike, you ready to play?
Yep.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
All right, Raven, would you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Mike.
All right, a lot of money on the line here. Let's do it, Mike.
Yeah.
That door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
All right. Sounds good.
Number one, the fast food company with the slogan Eat Fresh is introducing footlong cookies. What chain restaurant is that?
Subway.
Number two, a new course at Harvard University will focus on Taylor Swift and her music and its role in American culture. What state is Harvard University located in?
Massachusetts.
Number three, Britney Spears' mom, Lynn Spears, was spotted shopping at a Dollar General in Louisiana, and this comes after rumors that she's been sending Britney things to make ends meet. What's the name of Britney's recently released memoir?
I didn't have no clue on that one.
That's okay. Number four, the Oscars are trying to attract more viewers by broadcasting the event earlier. Next year, it's going to start at 7 p.m., who will host the awards for the 4th time in March?
I have no clue.
And number 5, Iggy Azalea and Cardi B are the top 2 highest earning celebs on OnlyFans. Where is Iggy from?
New York.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Mike struggled.
Okay, Mike.
You got 2 out of 5.
Not great, buddy. $1,600. Let's see how I do.
Number one, the fast food company with the slogan Eat Fresh is introducing footlong cookies. What chain restaurant is that?
It's Subway.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have a footlong cookie?
Sounds delicious.
Like, you have to share that? I don't know.
Only if there's witnesses.
Number two, a new course at Harvard University will focus on Taylor Swift and her music and its role in the American culture.
Okay.
What state is Harvard University located in?
Massachusetts.
Yes. Number three, Britney Spears' mom, Lynn Spears, was spotted shopping at a Dollar General store in Louisiana. And this comes after rumors that she had to send Britney things to make ends meet.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, not at all.
What's the name of Britney's recently released memoir?
The Woman in Me.
Yep. Number four.
Oh, man.
The Oscars are trying to attract more viewers by broadcasting the event earlier, and next year it will start at 7 p.m. I like that they think that it's starting an hour earlier will fix everything.
Yeah, they should start it at 3 p.m. Yeah, run it up against football. See how that goes.
Who will host the awards for the 4th time in March?
Oh, I'll just take a shot and say Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you should know that. And number 5, Iggy Azalea and Cardi B are the top 2 highest earning celebrities on OnlyFans.
Wow.
Where is Iggy from?
She's from Australia.
Who do you think made more money last year, Iggy or Cardi B this past year?
I mean, I would go with Cardi B.
No. Cardi B made $45 million this year.
Wow.
Iggy Azalea, who hasn't had a new song out in 2 years, made $48 million.
Well, I guess they're not coming for the music.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-2. Thank you so much for playing. It's going to get you a t-shirt.
Everybody, this is Mike, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,700 come Monday, Anna.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys. The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5-hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.